Another day, another four-star commit.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir. We're back. Happy Friday. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast, and I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we're getting ready to rock and roll, get the kick off the weekend with a little bit of celebration. We got another four-star commit added to the list, and we're going to talk about this big visit weekend we have coming up. But before we do that, you know we got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Ford is everywhere, all over the internet, all over your television. If you live in Huntsville, if you live in Columbus, Georgia, you can catch him on Sunday mornings on television. And if you miss those episodes, you can check out retirementresults.com. You can see his whole library of episodes he's already dropped. What better person to trust your wealth with than a fellow Auburn man, somebody that you already know you got something in common with that you can trust. Ford Stokes is that guy. Reach out to him. Have him take a look at what you got going on, whether it be a 401k, whatever type of retirement program you got going on, and let him analyze it for you absolutely free. Typically, that's a big, big cost. Ford will do it for you, like I said, absolutely free. So show him some love. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you. Check him out. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Another day, another four-star corner added to the commit list. Donovan Starr from Brentwood, Tennessee, comes in for an official visit, I believe, either Monday or Tuesday, stays for 2 days, absolutely loves it. Kind of came out of nowhere. This name was, again, he's a four-star kid, but I don't know that he's just spent a ton of time with Auburn, but Auburn seems to have a connection with him. Really wanted the kid in the class. He came in on a visit, absolutely loved it. This is something that's pretty rare to see, is a kid that will pretty much commit as soon as he leaves Auburn, and that's what happened. He was on his the day he was leaving. I guess he got fired up, got the green light to go ahead and pull the trigger. A little bit later in the day after he left, he gets his graphic made, he gets it posted, he's committed to Auburn. This defensive back class is already building out to be just absolutely incredible. You've already got 2 4-star kids. You got Devin Williams. Now you got Donovan Starr. And then you couple that with Dante Corr, who is a very, very highly valued corner from, our staff, from our staff and their evaluations. You add that in with you're sitting pretty for Blake Woodby. You feel like you're making a lot of moves with Naheem Alford, who was back again in Auburn today, back again in Auburn yesterday, Thursday. You feel like you've got the makings of a really incredibly elite defensive back corner, cornerback class, nickel class. You got a guy that can play a little bit of everything. And then obviously you're going to have some safety prospects too. You got Anquan Fagans out there who we have no idea who number 2 is. You just know that Auburn's number 1. Really, really like this kid. I've talked to a few people that, recruiting analysts and things like that. The upcoming rankings, when rankings are updated this next go around, you're going to see this kid take a huge bump, a huge jump. Donovan Starr, true, very, very low 4.4, high 4.3. guy at 6 foot. That is invaluable for a corner. If you can have, number one, if you can be 6 foot, that's typically the ideal size for a corner. 6 foot, anything over 6 foot's great, but to be able to have that top end speed, to be able to close ground, to be able to recover if you get kind of shook off the line, closing speed on making tackles, being able to come up and make plays at the line after you've dropped back in coverage. These kind of guys are invaluable. And to top it all off, if you watch his huddle film, he's a kickoff return specialist. So it's absolutely massive to be able to add such a versatile player with just electricity in those legs, being able to run that, you know, run that very, very fast 40 time, big time field speed. Great addition in this, you know, great addition in Donovan Starter, this class. On 247, it jumped all the way, I think Auburn borderline almost to number eight. I think they're right, just barely at number nine. And you're only a couple more commits away from kind of being on a level playing field with a lot of the number, from the number aspect, with a couple of, you know, a couple of other schools, and any type of commitments just catapult you that much more further. So Auburn's sitting in a pretty position. If you remember, you kind of had to work your way through some flips and everything last year to kind of catapult yourself up into the top 10. Auburn already is there now. And it's just every single one that you add from now on is just going to continue to grow your points, whatever, however you want to look at it, as far as class ranking goes. Every one that you add just keeps getting you higher and higher and higher. And I think Auburn could possibly be getting ready to go on a flurry leading up to Big Cat weekend. And then you know what's going to happen Big Cat weekend. You know you're going to have some big, big time commits pop from probably multiple classes, 2025 and 2026. So big surprise in the middle of the week, leading up to a big recruiting weekend, big surprise to go ahead and get Donovan Coffin. Man, your DB coaches, these guys, all you hear, Crime Dog McGriff, Charles Kelly, right around every single top prospect. They love these guys. And boy, oh boy, are they worth their weight right now in gold as far as the momentum they're being able to build on the trail. You're a little bit worried. You lose guys like Trevon Reed. You lose guys like Zach Etheridge. And how can you replace it? How can you replace those guys? You don't bring back Crime Dog, but you got Crime Dog. You pair him with Charles Kelly, and it just seems like maybe somehow you may have even gotten better on the trail as far as defensive backs go. So, got to see how the rest of the class plays out. Blake Woodby might be the one to circle, the four-star corner from Maryland that decommitted from Ohio State. Feels like he could go at any minute. Maybe he'll be one of the ones that's around the Big Cat weekend. At this point, he'd still be your highest overall rated player in your whole class. And then the Naeem Alford battle that's raging right now, which I think is going to end up being an Alabama-Auburn battle. He visited Alabama. I think he visited Alabama earlier in the week, came back to Auburn yesterday, got here early. His team came for a 7-on-7 camp. Auburn had a big 7-on-7 camp with a bunch of visitors as well for that. But he came in a little bit early. Go ahead and, you know, get back into the mix, you know, talk, get back on the campus, talk with Auburn before he has to go compete. Because he's actually taking an official visit to Alabama this weekend. So I really think that's going to be a fun one to watch. We're probably going to be biting our nails down to the end. But like Hugh said, you write the story. Hugh Freeze is not missing out on this kid. So you couple him in with some of the and Blake would be in with some of the guys you already got committed. You're talking about an absolutely elite defensive back class. All right. So we've celebrated the commit. We still got work to do on the trail, and there's guys coming in this weekend that are going to be several to watch. You got some of your commits that are coming in, some of our commits, the AU commits, and then you got some commits elsewhere. We'll talk about those in just a second. But before we do, we got to give a shout out to PlainsCoffee.com. Use coupon code BUTTON to take 10% off every single order. From now until the end of time, they got a grind, whatever you want to call it. They got a roast that will tickle your fancy, no matter how you like it. If you like it dark, you like it light, they got it. PlainsCoffee.com. Stop going to the big box stores and stocking up. Have your coffee ground fresh before it ships, smelling so good when it arrives, ready to go. Use coupon code BUTTON to save 10% off. That's PlainsCoffee.com. All right, this weekend, it seems like it's a repeating record. Hey, we got another big recruiting weekend, and they're really about to start stacking up. An official visit is 48 hours, okay? You got 48 hours on campus where the campus is all expenses paid. So that's why a lot of times that's you see these kids, I want to take advantage of my visits. Well, that's why, because you get 48 hours where you are going to be absolutely wined and dined, have the red carpet rolled out. So with that in mind, Auburn's going to have a big weekend this weekend. Then after those 48 hours are over, they're bringing in some kids on Monday, a big list. We'll talk about them on Monday. Then after that's over, they're bringing in some next Wednesday. We'll talk about those. And then that's going to snowball into the biggest recruiting weekend when you're bringing in Juju Lewis and a lot of the other guys, a lot of your regular commits to surround him with the following weekend. And we'll continue to break all that down leading up. But this weekend, very, very important weekend. I already talked about yesterday, one of the guys that's going to be here, and that's Antonio Coleman, Alabama commitment. But the big one that I think everybody needs to keep their eyes on is Derek Smith, okay? Alabama commit, Selma, Alabama. He's listed as an athlete. Auburn wants him as their second wide receiver in this class. You're talking 6'1", 190-pound, freakish athlete. He could really play a number of positions. He committed to Alabama right in that time, right after the transition, the hire of DeBoer. Alabama really wanting to make a big splash early. They go ahead and push to get a commitment from Derek Smith, but he's talked with Auburn the whole time. And I think Alabama's made a crucial mistake with him. And I think it's going to be something to watch, because Auburn has always wanted this kid at wide receiver. He has a physically mature, physically ready body at receiver right now. And he can do a little bit of – he could play slot. He could play outside. Very, very versatile kid. Alabama, on the other hand, really has started him off as a defensive back, as a safety, which he could probably be an All-American safety. But I think that pitch early may have – and the unwillingness to talk to him about playing wide receiver up until just recently, I think opened the door for Auburn to sneak back in on this one, and they could go a very, very long way. This weekend could go a very, very long way. If you can get Caleb Cunningham, if you can get Derek Smith, you could be done, and those two guys are just about as good as the four you got last year. I mean, they could play with those guys. They could stack it up. And what kind of impact could that make on a Juju Lewis or a KJ Lacy, somebody like that, to go ahead and make them want to go ahead and pull the trigger and flip to Auburn too? Because my gosh, you come in, you got the 2024 class of wide receivers. Now you possibly got Caleb Cunningham and you got Derek Smith that you can throw to. I just think Auburn's going to put the full court press on this kid. They never gave up on him. And I think from an Alabama standpoint, you need to be worried, because your pitch at safety, I don't think it's going to end up being where he wants to be. I think he wants to be on the offensive side of the ball. So let's see how this thing plays out. I got my eyes on Derek Smith this weekend, among others, but you got Derek Smith in this weekend. Very, very important. And I think Auburn can make a big impact, chip away, and possibly, maybe not this week, but maybe start to get that flip juice working. So let's keep an eye on Derek Smith. Definitely watch him. Another wide receiver. Look, this one's a long shot. This one's a Hail Mary. Travis Smith, he has been to Auburn. This will be his second time in a very short amount of time. A big receiver from the Atlanta area, but – heavy, heavy Georgia lean. But, you know, you get him here, you never know what could happen. I actually didn't meet him personally, but I was in the same place that he was on his last visit. Legitimately 6'3", 6'4", receiver, and seemed to be having a great time. So I know he likes Auburn. I think he loves Georgia. But, again, you get him here on a visit, you never know what could happen. I would say Derek Smith, you got a much better shot at a Derek Smith than you do a Travis Smith. Antonio Coleman, don't want to spend too much time on him because we did almost a whole show on him yesterday, but big time. Knock it out of the park this weekend. You never know what could happen. You know, somebody got in the comments on me. They talked about how, oh, he's he's committed to the guy, hit Freddie Roach. That's the guy he was retained. That's the guy he's hooked up with. Well, you know what? He flipped from Freddie Roach one time. He flipped from Freddie Roach the first time. So I don't know if I put a whole lot of weight on that right now. So he's coming back in again. I don't want to spend too much time on him, but let's watch out for him. You got two commits. Tyler Lockhart, stud linebacker from Winona, Mississippi, right outside of Stark, Vegas, 6'4", 200-pound. He's your bell cow linebacker. Auburn got him committed, and it's good to get him in because I think this is the first time he's been here in a while. Go ahead. A lot of times when, you know, you don't want that commit high to wear off and don't want to take for granted the commit. You want to go ahead when he comes in and rock his world. Travis Dice, you know, Auburn has struggled with offensive line commits. This was one of your commits. You got early offensive tackle from Langston Hughes, a football powerhouse in Georgia. There's been some talk that maybe he's looking around. You know, he's done some different visits. This is a good time to go ahead and get him back in as well, you know, and get that ball rolling again with him. Another one you might want to circle, this is not a commit, but this is somebody that you might want to circle that could possibly jump in the class here pretty soon if Auburn's ready to take him, Jacoby Ward. He is a interior lineman. He went to the same high school as Holden Garner. He's only a three-star, but he has tons of good offers. It's pretty much between Auburn and LSU right now, among some other guys that he's visited. I think he released the top three recently, and it may have been Auburn, LSU, and one other team, maybe South Carolina or something like that. I can't really remember the graphic, but I think this is a guy that if Auburn really wants, you could see him go ahead and be added to the class maybe as soon as the early part of next week. Come in for the visit. They don't typically commit on visits anymore, but maybe on his way out, if Auburn gives him the green light, that's somebody you can probably put on commit watch and watch out. Because I think Auburn, I think ultimately this kid will end up in Auburn's class. I think you're gonna sign a big class. He'd be the fifth. You may look at taking one or two more. Have a really, really nice, well-rounded class with interior and interior guys on the inside and guys on the outside, and even some guys that can play center in this class. So Jacoby Ward, that's somebody that I would be on the lookout for. He's going to be in on a visit this weekend. In a late addition recently, interesting prospect, four-star linebacker from Nebraska, Christian Jones. He was actually scheduled to officially visit USC this weekend. He canceled it. He's visiting. I don't know if he rescheduled, but he canceled it. He could possibly reschedule, but he's visiting Auburn this weekend. You can see the priority that Auburn is putting on linebackers in these first two classes. Obviously, last class you had a great linebacker class. This year you already got Tyler Lockhart. You just had Elijah Menendez, who you made a massive move for. I'm just going to go ahead and say I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a decommitment from Miami. I'm not sold that he's going to end up at Miami. I would not be. That's another one you need to keep an eye on. But you got Elijah Menendez. Now you got Christian Jones. You got some other guys that you're looking at that could possibly play linebacker. You're bringing in a bunch of linebackers. DJ Durkin, the money's paying off. He's a linebacker guy. He recruited linebackers at Florida when he was a linebacker coach, and he was a stud. And now you're starting to see the wheels in motion of possibly Auburn having another big linebacker class. You stack another one off of you stack another big linebacker class off of last year's class. Oh man, look out. So would love to this kid's really intriguing. Good size, 6'2", 215, 6'3", 215. Don't know much about him. This is a good who cares? You know, bring somebody in. You never know. You could hit a home run and that'd be it. So you got a big visit weekend this weekend. You got some of your commits that you need to go ahead and solidify. You got some Alabama commits that you are not out of the game with. One in particular, really both, but one in particular, you've seen a little bit of chink in the armor. You've seen a little bit of blood in the water, and you're ready to swarm. You're ready to pounce, and it's perfect. Perfect timing, Perfect timing. So let's see if that pitch that Alabama made for him to play safety, let's see if that costs them, because Auburn wants this kid at wide receiver and this kid wants to play wide receiver, Derek Smith. Could they go ahead and either get a decommitment soon or maybe even a straight up flip? We'll have to see, but that's what this is all about. That's what these visits are all about. The momentum in recruiting right now is through the roof. It's through the roof. The buzz in the building. The thought is that they've got something brewing, something big for Big Cat Weekend, and everything leading up to and shortly thereafter. And man, it's fun. The information is flowing, and the kids are showing up. It's a lot of fun to watch. Had a big 7-on-7 camp today. Juju Lewis, Carrollton, his high school team, they win it. He's throwing dimes all over the field. And then just continually talking about the wide receivers that Auburn has signed and the ones we're targeting in this class. And he knows Auburn's going to have the receivers here for him, and they're going to continue to push for him. And I still think they're in great shape with him. So Balcony Watch 2024 is on. If you're not familiar with that, Hugh's got the balcony that overlooks from his office, that overlooks the practice field. And that's where they typically say, if they take you to the balcony, that's where they seal the deal. Balcony Watch 2024 is on. These studs are coming in seemingly every single day. Get them to the balcony, get them locked in, and let's keep building this class, and let's have a monster 2025 class. You could see a massive tidal wave of momentum in the state of Alabama if some of the things keep playing out the way they're going in Auburn's favor, in Hugh Freeze's favor. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So y'all have a great weekend. Like this video, subscribe to this channel, get in the comments. Hey, there was an Alabama-Auburn fight in the comments of the last show. That's fine. That's fine. Hey, let's get in. Let's mix it up. Let's have some fun. It's all good. It's all good fun. But I really appreciate it. Follow me on Twitter, the_Charlie_5. And we'll be back on Monday because we're going daily now. So y'all have a great weekend, and we'll chat back. We'll see what happens over the weekend, and we'll recap it on Monday. Love you guys. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. And stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening. Drive home safely.